com and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, October 27, 2025 edition. Again, if you want to see the fat trucker Randy, my old life before making it absolutely a transformational experience with Missy, changed my life. Absolutely the most transformational thing I've ever done in my life. Is driving down to her office with Vicky, sitting down at her desk. I'll never forget. And number one, I thought, my God, this girl is skinny. I mean, she is thin. And she explained how she was able to do it for herself, I think about 15, 20 years ago. And she did it for herself, and she said, you know what? I'm on to something. After spending, I think she said, $10,000 to go to a week-long seminar in Pennsylvania, somewhere, I forget. She went through this training and she learned about the Zyto FDA-approved scanning technology. It's a technology, folks. It's FDA-approved. Just ship you a hand cradle. Inside the little plastic box is an instruction sheet on how to download a very simple program. You plug in the cradle. You have an appointment scheduled time with her, and she scans your body by you putting your hand in this cradle. We did a scan at her office, both Vicky and I. She printed out the reports, handed them to us. We read along with her on her screen. She was looking at them on her screen, and she explained to us what was wrong with us. How does it work? Have no idea. It's frequencies. It's signals that are sent to your body, and then you get a response back into her program. It prints this report. She goes through it with you. How it works? Who cares? When you pick up your cell phone and you make a call to somebody, how it works, do you really care? No. As long as you got a signal and they've got a signal, you're able to talk. How that cell phone works, you don't know, but it does. And that's exactly what this program is. So if you want to see the fat trucker Randy, I look at these pictures, I can't believe it's even me. TruckerRandyHealth.com. But you want to schedule a free, absolute free conversation with Missy? Call her office. Again, the phone number, 269-964-4044. Absolutely, absolutely changed my life. Now, I'll give you a perfect example. Talked about the kids coming up this weekend. I was bad. I was bad on Friday. I was bad on Saturday. I was bad on Sunday. I had a Boston cream-filled chocolate ice-covered donut with my breakfast yesterday, drinking whole chocolate milk with it. I love chocolate. I absolutely love chocolate. The darker, the better. Got on the scale this morning, 224.4 pounds. Now, my belt loop on my pants, I'm going to be going to the Iron Pig tonight. to do a Ask My Tax event with Carla Wagner from 4 to 7, Iron Pig, downtown location. I'm not going to be eating anything. You guys will see me at the Iron Pig. Today, I'm fasting. All I'm doing is drinking water. Absolutely no food. I'm not putting any salads into my mouth at all today. I'm going to drink at least a half gallon, probably 3/4 gallon of water, and I'm going to flush all this inflammation out of my body. My shoulders hurt, my knees hurt, my hips, everything, every joint in my body is sore today. But my belly isn't any bigger, but it showed up as inflammation inside my body because of how bad I was eating all this garbage over the weekend. I'll fast today. I'll drink my water. I'll go to the bathroom. I'll wake up in the morning. Guess what? I'll be right back to 217. Maybe 218. Yes, that's how much weight I'm going to lose. 5 to 6 pounds, absolutely, just by fasting today. If I'm not down to 217, I'm 219, whatever. Tomorrow, I won't have any lunch. I'll have a ribeye steak and an apple for dinner, and I'll be right back to 217. The weekend was worth it because I got to spend time with my grandkids eating anything I wanted. And boy, did I eat. So, that's how it works, folks. Once you lose the weight to get to 217 like I did, you're stuck there. You can be bad if you want on a weekend, but then you know what to do. Missy didn't tell me any of this. I just learned it from her. So again, give her a call. 269-964-4044. Because I got to tell you, I have a ton of energy. Vicky and I got this standing joke now. She leaves for work every morning about 8 o'clock, get to her office 8:30 when the office opens. Maybe 8:30, she leaves, gets there by 9. I'm on the radio at 9:06. As soon as I get off the radio at noon, I've got other business deals I'm working on with a couple of people. We're going to be talking about those. Hopefully next year we get some things happening. You're going to be hearing about it. Well, I get done with that work. Then I put on Susie. I become Susie. I have to clean the house, get everything ready for Miss Vicky, and I have to cook her dinner. We eat at 5:30, 5:45 every single night. Susie then cleans up the dishes, and we enjoy our evening together. That's greatly appreciate you guys being a part of it. And I just want you to experience the energy I have to do all this extra work now. It's absolutely amazing. So, moving on. Oh, again, text me, Missy, and I'll send you the website and the phone number. My phone, 231-360-5140. Just text me, Missy, and I'll send you the link to the website and her phone number, 269-964-4044. Kind of an interesting little story here, because our grandkids are doing it with their children. The rate of children and adolescents receiving routine vaccination is declining across the state of Michigan, according to a new study published in the Journal of Pediatrics. Routine vaccinations are shots for polio, measles, mumps, rubella for children, meningitis for teenagers, said associate professor at the University of Michigan who oversaw the study, Tao Ping Chu. Researchers looked at data from the Michigan Care Improvement Registry from 2017 through 2023. The registry documents the vaccinations an individual receives. They found that childhood immunizations dropped from 75.7 down to 66.8 during the six-year period. Adolescents' immunizations fell from 80.7 down to 74.5. The China virus pandemic accelerated the already declining childhood vaccination rates, Chu said. However, the China virus did not have the same impact on teenage vaccination rates. The pandemic itself did not seem to all quickly continued on the same slight slope of declining rates. Economic status also played a part in the trend. Counties with lower median household income and higher rates of residents without health insurance saw the largest decline in the vaccination rates. The rate of decline was comparable between rural as well as urban counties. So whether you live in the country or in a city really didn't change the study. However, there were increased barriers to accessing health care during the China virus pandemic, including the visits where it was needed to get vaccinations. These barriers may have been particularly pronounced in lower income counties and in counties where there were more people without insurance. However, some of these barriers remain. For one, difficulty accessing transportation to get to the doctor's office or being able to take time off from work to get an appointment. Two, also pointed to social factors that may have contributed to the decline. Rhetoric from policymakers and the media can amplify feelings of mistrust about vaccine. There's been an increasing exposure to misinformation about vaccines recently, especially among social media platforms. Backlash against the China virus vaccines may have spilled over into the lack of trust in routine child and adolescent vaccinations, making some parents more hesitant to get their children vaccinated at all. A few more sentences of this story. Short break. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
On Sunday, November 2nd, the 9th District Republican Youth invite our fellow American brothers and sisters to join us for an evening of remembrance for Charlie Kirk. Tickets are free and it's only $5 for parking. Gates open at noon. At 4 p.m., we will have a church service on the mountain. And then at 6:30 p.m., the memorial begins. For more information, go to LibertyMountainUSA.com. Let's gather at Liberty Mountain USA, November 2nd, to remember our American brother, Charlie Kirk.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life.
Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two, finishing up this story about fewer young Michiganders getting vaccinated. Now, I have to be honest, our daughter Tina, her last baby, our grandson Jacob, she chose never to give him any vaccinations at all. He grew up totally healthy and strong. Great young man. Went to Michigan State University. I was so proud of him going to my school. Got a degree in business. His fiance, well, they're not engaged yet. He's working up on saving up the money for the ring. Mia, she went to Michigan State as well and is now working as a veterinarian. She's in vet school right now and wants to become a vet. Bought a house together, going to get engaged, going to get married, going to start a family, hopefully someday. While at Michigan State University during the China virus, they had to get vaccinated for COVID. Michigan State told him very simply, you don't get vaccinated, you're done being a student here at Michigan State. Our daughter Tina broke her heart. Jake was upset, but he wanted to finish and get his degree there. Both him and Mia got vaccinated while being students, undergrad students at Michigan State. But more and more young people are choosing to do exactly what Tina did with Jacob. Well, they are still pushing these vaccines, all of them. And I can understand, totally understand, people are all over the place. I have never taken a flu shot. Never have, never will. If I get the flu, I get the flu. My body will defeat it, and I will build antibodies naturally in my body for it. And that's just the way I choose to live my life. I'm not taking any vaccines or any flu shots ever. That's my choice. I'm going to be 68 in January. I can decide what I want. Go in and meet with my doctor. Have you been vaccinated for the flu? Yep, all set. Good to go. It's my personal health information. I don't even share it with my doctor. She puts down on my chart that I got the flu shot. So when they do the studies, they look at my records, they can look, come up with whatever numbers they want. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a dang. But it's amazing that now they're claiming there have been 3 measles outbreaks in Michigan reported in the past year. Each was contained and took place in an isolated community with low vaccination rates among its residents. Other vaccine-preventable diseases like whooping cough, mumps, pneumonia have the possibility of returning in greater numbers if these vaccination rates continue to drop. They need to recognize their importance, otherwise they won't get them. Vaccinations are one of the biggest accomplishments that have been made in our healthcare industry over the last several centuries and have taken a huge hit in terms of public acceptance. Until that changes, we're going to continue to see these vaccination rates drop. People, you need to talk to your healthcare providers about your concerns. Look into the sources of information about vaccines and then make an educated decision. Having open conversations between your healthcare providers and patients is important. And one of the public health department directors, Helen Moore, said, "That's one thing that I've learned over the years, to honestly look at why people are concerned and address them." Are you going to get sick? Yes. Question is, how severe? And could some of these illnesses be prevented because of these vaccinations? Bottom line, it's your body, it's your choice. And especially when it comes to kids. Now, President Trump and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. came out and made a huge announcement about Tylenol. Pregnant women taking Tylenol while pregnant. Believing that maybe taking Tylenol has led to autism. Not necessarily these vaccinations, but Tylenol. You got to understand, folks, it's up to you. But Moore said one biggest thing is looking at one particular disease, sickness, illness, measles. Measles right now is one of the most contagious illnesses we have in the world. One infection in a community can cause a huge outbreak. I had the vaccine when I was young. My mom got us all our shots. I was born in 1958, kindergarten by 1963. I only had a handful of vaccinations to be able to go to school. It has grown hugely since then. Final hour, today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high.